yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ahmed Piper, Oregon's attorney general, says he's headed back to court after the Trump administration sent previously federalized California National Guard troops to Portland, despite a restraining order issued hours earlier. KXL's Heather Roberts from Portland.
California is joining Oregon's suit against the administration, and Oregon AG Dan Rayfield wants a new restraining order. He says what was unlawful with the Oregon National Guard is unlawful with the California Guard.
The judge's order was not some minor procedural point for the president to work around like my 14-year-old does when he doesn't like my answers.
Governor Tina Kotek requested Northern Command obey the judge,
and that the California National Guard troops should be sent home as soon as possible.
Heather Roberts for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
As that's happening, the Trump administration has also authorized the deployment of 300 Illinois National Guard troops to Chicago. That comes as some locals push back on recent immigration raids by the administration. CBS's Ashar Qureshi is there.
For weeks now, armed federal agents, some in full tactical gear, have been patrolling downtown Chicago, and new clashes have broken out mostly outside the suburban ICE facility, but also spilling into neighborhoods, hospitals, even outside schools. Operation Midway Blitz, as it's been called, has turned more aggressive, with ICE agents conducting overnight raids of apartments, leaving residents shaken in many cases.
Rival gunmen started shooting at each other in a crowded downtown nightlife district in Montgomery, Alabama last night, killing two people and injuring 12 others. President Trump's been warning of massive bloodshed if Hamas fails to agree to his 21-point peace deal. Hamas, Israel, and the U.S. are meeting in Egypt tomorrow over a possible deal.
A lot of the countries surrounding Israel, frankly, Muslim, Arab, and many others, have had great meetings with Hamas. And it looks like it's working.
Correspondent Deborah Pata.
The terms of the proposed deal take the right-wing dream of annexing Gaza off the table and demand a staged Israeli withdrawal from the territory. It is also what is left unsaid by Hamas that could upend a deal. It has made no mention of a key Israeli demand for disarmament, nor commented on the proposal for a governing board running the territory headed by President Trump.
She not only tops Billboard charts, but also the weekend box office.
I heard you calling.
Taylor Swift's new film, the official release, Party of a Showgirl, brought in $33 million. The theater release was announced just 2 weeks ago and features music videos and behind-the-scenes footage.
You light the match to watch.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers likely tonight, some rumbles of thunder, and a low around 51. For Monday, partly sunny, highs around 63. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday, 63 degrees. Low 60s for lows Tuesday night.
It's 73 at our studios.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we did. It doesn't cover social media posts that make a congressman get his fee-fees all hurt.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hello and welcome to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. I am your host, Laura, and I'm so happy to be here with you on this Sunday evening. This is the Songs I Can't Avoid edition. They're not bad songs. I like them, most of them, but it's, you know, those songs. So let's get those checked off the list so we can do some deeper dives in the future, huh? Let's start with I Don't Wanna Be by Gavin DeGraw, and then Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. I'll check back in a little bit and let you know what you've been listening to.
I'm tired of looking around the room, wondering what I gotta do.
Step one, you say we need to talk. He walks, you say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to your right. As he goes left and you stay right. Between the lines of fear and blame, you begin to wonder why you came. Where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out, stayed up with you all night. Had I known how to save a life. Let him know that you know best. Cause after all, you do know best. Try to slip past his defense without granting innocence. Lay down a list of what is wrong. Things you told him all along. Pray to God he hears you. And pray to God he hears you. And where did I go wrong? I lost a friend somewhere along in the bitterness. And I put out, stayed up with you all night. Had I known how to save a life. As he begins to raise his voice, you lower yours, grant him one last choice. Drive until you lose the road, a break with the ones you follow.
That was How to Save a Life by The Fray, and before that you heard Clocks by Coldplay. You knew that, though, didn't you? You remember The Fray? You remember How to Save a Life? It was at the finale episode of, like, every medical drama in the 2000s? Yeah, me too. Let's get an ad break, and I'll be back in a little bit with some more music I can't avoid from the 2000s.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, welcome back to Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. I am still your host, Laura. Hey there, it's Delilah.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
When I was a young boy, my father took me in. city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned? He said, will you defeat them, your demons and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made? Because one day I'll leave you a phantom to lead you in the summer to join.
That was American Idiot by Green Day. And before that, you heard Welcome to the Black Parade by My Chemical Romance. And right now, you're about to hear Mr. Brightside by The Killers before a check of your weather. Enjoy.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers likely tonight, some rumbles of thunder and a low around 51. For Monday, partly sunny, highs around 63. Monday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Sunny and breezy on Tuesday, 63 degrees. Low 60s for lows Tuesday night.
It's 73 at our studios.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read them by the poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And welcome back for the last chunk of the show of Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR. My name is still Laura, and I hope the weather isn't too complicated. This is Avril Lavigne, and after that, you're going to get Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. Prepare yourselves.
Yelling for, lay back, it's all been done before. And if you could only let it be, you would see. I like you the way you are when we're driving in your car and you're talking to me one on one. But you become somebody out, round everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me, why do you ever go and make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else, gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me I'm never gonna find you playing.
Unannounced, dressed up like you're something else. Where you are and where it's at, you see, you're making me laugh out when you strike your pose. Take off all your preppy clothes. You know you're not fooling anyone when you become somebody else. Don't ever
and you take what you get and you
before. And if you could only let it be, you will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool, you look like a fool to me. Tell me, what do you have to go and make things so complicated? I see the way you're acting like you're somebody else, gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you fall and you crawl and you break and you take what you get and you turn it into honesty. Promise me you're never gonna find your thing. Hello, hello. What do you have to go and make things so complicated?
want love, we'll make it. Swim in a deep sea of blankets. Take all your big plans and break them. This is bound to be a while. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonderland. Something about the way the hair falls in your face. I love the shape you take when crawling towards the pillowcase. You tell me where to go, and though I might leave to find it, I'll never let your head hit the bed without my hand behind it. You want love, we'll make it. Swim in a deep sea of blankets. Take all your big plans and break them. This is bound to be a while. Your body is a wonderland. Your body is a wonder. I'll use my hands. Your body is a wonderland.
That was John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland, and we're about to close the show. That just about does it for me. We've got one more song in the Songs I Can't Avoid list for Burn Before Listening here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and it's exactly the one you think it is. Have a good night, everyone.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick inside without a sense of feeling, and this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me. Bye.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. And this is how you remind me. This is how you remind me. This is how you remind me.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump's urging Hamas and Israeli negotiators gathering in Egypt for crucial talks aimed at ending the war in Gaza to move fast. It comes after a compliance deadline for tonight that he gave 2 days ago has now come and gone. Our Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem.
Suspended between hope and dread, families and friends of hostages who've been waiting 730 days for their loved ones are not celebrating yet.
We have lived through Hamas lies before. We cannot let another deal collapse.
Many Israelis worry the danger lies within. Right-wing members of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's ruling coalition, Ben Gvir and Bezalel Smotrich, have threatened to collapse his government if Hamas still exists after the hostages are released.
While speaking in front of hundreds of Navy members in honor of the Navy's 250th birthday, Trump says this when it comes to the government shutdown.
Despite the current Democrat-induced shutdown, we will get our service members every last penny. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
CBS's Chanel Call.
A new CBS News poll finds many Americans are frustrated with the shutdown, disapproving of the White House, Republicans in Congress, and Democrats in Congress nearly equally. The poll also finds that those surveyed are worried about the impact the shutdown could have on the economy, with 49% saying they're very concerned and 31% saying they are somewhat concerned.
In what some might call a gotcha move, the